Hal ushered the children inside a dim room with very low ceilings, so low that Hal's grey hair almost brushed against the top. But although the room was not very tall, it was enormous. The Library of Records stretched out so far in front of the Baudelaires that they could scarcely see the opposite wall, or, as the children looked from side to side, the right and left walls. All they could see were big metal file cabinets with neatly labelled drawers describing the files contained inside. The file cabinets were placed in row after row, as far as the eye could see. The rows were placed very close together, so that the siblings had to walk behind Hal in single file as he gave them the tour of the room.
"I've organized everything myself," he explained. "The Library of Records contains information not only from Heimlich Hospital, but from all over the area. There's information about everything from poetry to pills, from picture frames to pyramids, from pudding to psychology, and that's just in the pea aisle, which we're walking down right now."
"What an amazing place," Klaus said. "Just think of everything we can learn from reading all these files."
No, Hal said, shaking his head sternly. "We're supposed to file this information, not read it. I don't want to see you touching any of these files, except when you're working with them. That's why I keep all these file cabinets locked up tight. Now, let me show you exactly where you'll be working."
Hal led them to the far wall and pointed out a small rectangular hole, just wide enough for Sunny or maybe Klaus to crawl through. Beside the hole was a basket with a large stack of paper in it, and a bowl filled with paper clips.
"Authorities deposit information into the information chute, which begins outside the hospital and ends right here," he explained. "And I need two people to help me file these deposits in the right place. Here's what you do. First, you remove the paper clips and put them in this bowl. Then you glance at the information and figure out where it goes. Remember, try to read as little as possible."
He paused, unclipped a small stack of paper, and squinted at the top page.
"For instance," he continued, "you only have to read a few words to see that the paragraphs are about the weather last week at Damocles Dock, which is on the shore of some lake someplace. So you would ask me to unlock cabinets in aisle D for Damocles, or W for weather, or even P for paragraphs. It's your choice."
"But won't it be difficult for people to find that information again?" Klaus asked. "They won't know whether to look under D, W, or P."
"Then they'll have to look under all three letters," Hal said. "Sometimes the information you need is not in the most obvious place. Remember, paperwork is the most important thing we do at this hospital, so your job is very important. Do you think you can file these papers correctly? I'd like you to start right away."
"I think we can," Violet said. "But what will the third volunteer do?" Hal looked embarrassed and held up the loop of string with all the keys on it.
"I lost some of the keys to the file cabinets," he admitted, "and I need someone to use some sort of sharp object to open them up."
"Me,"
Sunny said. "My sister means that she'd be perfect for that job, because she has very sharp teeth," Violet explained.
"Your sister?"
Hal said, and scratched his head.
"Somehow I knew you three children were from the same family. I'm certain I was just reading some information about you."